Today's episode is entitled Faith or Fleshly Desires. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 in the NIV version says, "For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat." So this verse prompted me to go and read the context of the verse to get the true meaning. At first glance, you think, this makes sense. You don't work. You don't get paid. You can't buy food. But I'm sure there's more to it than that. So I went to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and read the entire chapter. This is what I got. 2 Thessalonians is full of information about the end times, but it also tells us that we are to work for what we have, not to be idle, and to pray for others. Paul felt led to write the second set of letters to Second Thessalonians because there was so much false teaching going on, and he wanted the believers to know and understand the truth, as well as to understand and know his handwriting so that they are not deceived by the false teachings. He didn't want the people of Thessalonica to be deceived by these false teachings and to be able to stand firm in their faith in Christ. As faith slips away, discipline and self-control tend to dissipate, and materialism, greed, and fleshly desires fill that space. As this happens, people become lazy and slowly begin to care less about others. In today's world, we are slowly, and sometimes quickly, slipping into self-centeredness and fleshly desires, with little to no care for others. However, when we stay connected to the Lord and allow His will to be done in our lives, we will have peace. Peace of the Lord, and He will be able to continue His work in us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, request for prayer. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy. They are busy bodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Take special note of anyone who does not obey our instructions in this letter. Do not associate with them, in order that they may feel ashamed. Yet, do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. Final greetings. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So here is something to think about. How does your daily life come into conflict with God's desire for you to live well and serve others? Do you allow fleshly desires to rule your life? Stand firm in your path, and Christ will lead your way. Stand firm in your faith, and Christ will lead your way. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking.